With me, Quentin De Bruin, and he's a well-known top breeder of the Boran breed, a cattle breed in the Lady Brand district. Quentin, great achievement tonight. You were honored. Tell us just a little bit more about it.
No, Peter, thank you very much. Look, I'm honored to achieve the award. It's a bit of a combination of how you manage your herd, but also the performance of the cattle. And so I'm just very lucky to have a herd which I bought from Jacques Moll way back when. And I bought some really nice animals, and the animals do very well. And then obviously I tried to do my best to make sure all the measurements are in place and the weights are measured. And when you love what you do, it's not work. It's really a pleasure to work with this amazing breed.
And tonight, the achievements, but also the anniversary, the 20th anniversary of the society. Success stories that you can quickly think of?
Okay, you're very quick on me there, Peter. But I can't really out of hand think of too many success stories. From myself. No, look, I just think that I got exposed to the breed. It's obviously a new breed in South Africa. And it's just an amazing breed. So it is the breed, I think, that is the most well adapted to the South African conditions. It's hardy, it's resistant to our natural diseases we get here, low maintenance, and you can kind of fatten it from the felt. And because we are in South Africa exposed to quite droughts quite often, this is the breed that you want to farm with if you want to be sustainable.
We spoke tonight about generations, and your father, also a well-known farmer in the Lady Brand district. Did you learn a lot from him, and is it nice to have that memories?
Yeah, Peter, look, I'm very, very fortunate. I'm the fourth generation on our farm. And what I just say, people, what I have now, I'm honored to have, and it's kind of something that I've got to look, it's a legacy I've got to look after for my children, because what I have now is not what I've achieved. Yes, I try to work hard to maintain what I got and to improve, but it's my great-grandfather who left something better for his child, who left something better for my father, who worked hard to give me what I have now. So it's an honor to have it, and it's actually my duty to put in as much work as I can to make sure that this legacy is there for my children to benefit from as well.
So nice to hear. Just a last question. Conditions overall in the Eastern Free State, and especially in the Lady Brand, Ficksburg, Clockalon area this year, how is it?
No, I think we are in a very fortunate area. Most farmers in our area are quite diverse, so we have cattle, we have sheep, we do crop farming. In the crop farming, we can do maize, sunflower, soya. So we are, because of the diversity, every year something goes wrong, but there is something that saves you. So I think that the Eastern Free State is a really nice area to farm in, and we're very privileged to have a farm there. And so I think, it's really, let's say, I've been farming for 25 years, and in those 25 years, maybe there have been three or four bad years. Mostly it's been very well. Obviously, this last couple of years with the high input prices last year and then the drop in prices this year, it's a little bit of a crunch now, but that's a short-term thing. I think long-term, the future is bright.
Great to hear that the future is bright, and all these positive words come from nobody else than Quentin De Bruin. He is all the way from one of the top breeders in the Boran Breeders Society, and he is from Lady Brand.